This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor, just after being freed by Turkey following 2 years in detention, knelt next to President Trump at the White House and prayed for him.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson, the evangelical Christian, also expressed his appreciation for the strong pressure by the U.S. government on Turkey to win his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for Andrew Brunson's release. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and espionage in connection with the 2016 failed coup in Turkey. President Trump is weighing in on Saudi Arabia's possible role in the disappearance of a Saudi rider who'd been seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but never leaving, AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15, wounded 30. Al-Shabaab extremist group taking responsibility for those attacks. Baidoa about 240 kilometers northwest of the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a motorcycle rigged with explosives detonated at an election rally in the northeast, killing at least 13 people. AP's Zaria Shackley reporting.
Provincial police in Takhar province said 32 others were wounded when the explosives-laden motorbike parked near the rally blew up. The attack took place before Naziba Yusufi Beg, a female candidate running for a seat in parliament in the October 20 elections, arrived at the rally. It was not immediately clear if she was a target. However, this wasn't the first attack during the political campaign this year. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but last week Taliban insurgents issued a statement condemning the elections and warning candidates and Afghan security forces that they would be targets if they participate. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The United States and the Taliban have held a new round of direct talks where the two sides agreed to continue the dialogue process to promote a negotiated settlement of the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. Taliban representatives told the American delegation the presence of foreign forces in Afghanistan is a major obstacle to peace. There was no immediate U.S. reaction. Pope Francis has defrocked two more Chilean bishops accused of sexually abusing minors, and to show greater transparency about how he is responding to the church's global sex abuse crisis, he publicly explained the move. Advocates for abuse survivors have long complained about the Vatican's secrecy. Vatican spokesman Greg Burt said there is a new trend in the way the Vatican will announce the results of investigations of bishops accused of abuse.
We have to remember the victims of abuse here. It's important for them to know that someone is no longer a priest, and it's important for them to know why he's no longer a priest, why he's been defrocked. This is even more essential in the case of a bishop.
The Pope has been under fire for his handling of abuse cases for years, but observers say the issue now is threatening his credibility and his legacy. The church's abuse scandal recently has resurfaced and exploded anew in the U.S., Chile, Germany, and elsewhere. Guatemala's volcano of fire has spewed ash and lava just months after an eruption killed at least 110. Columns of gray ash went 4,600 meters into the air. Authorities urged nearby residents to evacuate the region. The volcano of fire is one of the most active in Central America. Dozens of people, you might remember, were buried alive or burned beyond recognition in June when the volcano expelled gas as well as ash and rock, catching residents off guard. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.